When it comes to springtime in Wisconsin, there's a simple, direct statement that is voiced by many. Welcome the promise of spring. Alleluia, sang the Wisconsin Lutheran Choir during their 2009 European tour, a combination of French and Latin from an American composer. In 1955, Leonard Bernstein composed incidental music to the French play The Lark for the adaptation by his friend Lillian Hellman, which would evoke vocal lines from the time of Joan of Arc. Metaphorical larks have their place on stage, but out of doors, we look for other birds at this time of year. As Aldo Leopold reminds us, one swallow does not make a summer, but one skein of geese, cleaving the murk of March thaw, is the spring. Wisconsin classical musicians are responding to all this spring energy with a busy March calendar. No less than three conductors are sharing their own compositions with their orchestras this weekend. We start with a concert that combines a Brahms piano concerto and a symphony of sacred songs into an evening devoted to collaboration and friendship, as the Sheboygan Symphony and Chorus welcome pianist Lee Shun Hung and Pastor David Weber to the Weill Center this Saturday. You'll find the complete program at SheboyganSymphony.org. Old friends reunite this Saturday evening in Eau Claire as well, when the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra's founder and former music director, Ivar Lundy Jr., returns to the podium at Grace Lutheran Church with his latest world premiere. And the church's organ soloist, Elaine Mann, is spotlighted in a Poulenc concerto that also highlights the timpani. Details at eccochambermusic.org. The Beloit-Janesville Symphony indulges in a bit of March Madness this Saturday at Beloit College's Eaton Chapel, when Grammy nominee Susan Aquila returns with both a Baroque string concerto and electric violin sparks for the Bombay Express by music director Robert Tamaro. Add to that a Tchaikovsky symphony and music from Janesville native Matthew Hollingsworth, and it will be a challenge to hear those returning geese. You can find concert information at BeloitJanesvilleSymphony.org as you listen to a brass fanfare Richard Strauss wrote in 1924 to celebrate an orchestra to which he had close ties, the Vienna Philharmonic. Here, it acts as an overture for a Wisconsin Classical Ensemble's performance in Chicago as Thomas Dvorak leads the UW-Milwaukee Symphonic Band.
Thank you.
It's now played at the beginning of every Vienna Philharmonic fundraising ball, the Vienna Philharmonic Fanfare by Richard Strauss, with Thomas Dvorak conducting the UW-Milwaukee Symphonic Band at Chicago Symphony Center on March 8, 2005. The Duluth Superior Symphony will include Viennese waltzes and polkas as part of their danceable concert this Saturday evening at the Deck, with favorites from Johann Strauss, who got his start playing dance music in Vienna in the 1820s. No doubt he would have known the dances Beethoven had penned some 30 years earlier, which we now hear from the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Sewell, conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in 12 Contra Dances by Beethoven at Madison's Capitol Theater on January 11, 2013. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. The Duluth Superior Symphony has Old Vienna and Big Band Jazz on Saturday night, then turns things over to their youth orchestras on Sunday afternoon. They will be playing a wild animal-themed program to accompany a petting zoo of residents from the Great Lakes Aquarium and the Lake Superior Zoo. You'll find out more at DSSO.com. Throughout this weekend, the Madison Symphony Orchestra welcomes back two audience favorites. We'll hear the work of one of them in just a moment. I'm Lori Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. Beethoven and Richard Strauss will be featured on this weekend's concerts from the Madison Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of guest conductor Carl St. Clair. The final piece on the program, the Alpine Symphony, was the last of Richard Strauss's tone poems and one of his largest non-operatic works, requiring over 100 musicians. Despite the grand scale, it draws on deeply personal feelings, especially Strauss's love of nature. When Carl St. Clair conducted the Madison Symphony in 2012, he included a symphony by another composer who found inspiration in nature, even if he didn't write highly descriptive tone poems. Brahms wrote his third symphony in Wiesbaden, in a rented studio with a view of the Rhine River Valley. It added a hopeful note to the enthusiasm of a Madison march 5 years ago.
Thank you.
The Madison Symphony Orchestra, under guest conductor Carl St. Clair, with Brahms Symphony No. 3 in F major, thrilling the Overture Hall audience in March of 2012. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. This weekend's concerts will mark Maestro St. Clair's fourth appearance with the orchestra. Trumpeter Tina Ting Helseth, who made her Madison debut in 2014, will also be returning. Details at madisonsymphony.org. Whether you're still bundled against the cold, or you're wading through recently thawed mud, be sure to add Wisconsin Classical Performances to your March calendar. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.